Driving downtown, they're probably getting pictures of you. Cleveland operates about 100 of these Flock Safety automated license plate reading cameras. There's been a lot of debate over them. City Council recently, back in, was it early July, voted to extend the contract for about 6 months. Other communities are coming out at public meetings, Cleveland Heights, Shaker Heights recently. People say, no, we don't want these things in our town. I want to bring in Tim Dimoff, though, at Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. I mean, Tim, you watch enough police and FBI shows on TV, you know that cameras can do a lot of good when it comes to police work, but they are controversial.
Yeah, they are, Bill. And first thing is, these Flock cameras are a tremendous asset to helping the police track down serious criminals, kidnappers, rapists, people with serious warrants, child abductions. The solution is not to get rid of the cameras. The solution is to control the access to the cameras. And they're doing that right now. There's been a tremendous upgrade in many cities across the United States where, in order to access the stored information, you have to put, the police officer has to put their name in there. They have to register a case number. It gets recorded. It gets reviewed. And it just can't randomly go in there and start searching the cameras. The other thing is, these cameras are so valuable in police work. You know, it's a great tool. We just need to really tighten up the access to the information.
And that is done, I guess, with legislation, rules, and regulations. It seems like, and I was reading some of the comments posted in Shaker Heights and Cleveland Heights, people are concerned that there's somebody in government sitting there watching the camera and catching me if I'm running a red light or if I'm doing 26 in a 25, something like that. Now, again, you're breaking law, and don't get me wrong there, but the priority of police on that versus, as you say, trying to catch a kidnapper, a more serious crime, that's much more important than using the camera, Steve.
Yeah, and the cameras are not being used for minor traffic violations.
Right.
For random surveillance with no purpose. So a lot of fears from that, and it comes back from a couple years back. The guidelines were a little lax, and a couple people abused the cameras for personal reasons or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, that took off. But the bottom line is now there's very strict guidelines on the use of it. Let's use them for the right purpose. Let's control the access. Let's monitor and review any time that camera is used by anybody. And the bottom line also is people have to understand, when something happens and we're looking for a vehicle or a license plate, those cameras, it's like having 1,000 patrol cars out there in an area looking for that criminal. It's just too valuable not to use.
Good takes. Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services on Flock Cameras. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.